Sweden consistently ranks among the world's happiest countries, yet most people can't pinpoint why. The answer isn't found in grand gestures or revolutionary ideas. It's woven into a single, untranslatable word, lagom, meaning not too little, not too much, but just right. This concept has shaped everything from Sweden's renowned social welfare system to its sustainable business practices. While the world swings between extremes of excess and austerity, lagom offers something different, a philosophy of balanced living that feels increasingly relevant as burnout culture and climate anxiety intensify. This isn't about perfection or deprivation. It's about finding your own sweet spot in a world that constantly demands more. Lagom resists simple translation, but think of it as finding the Goldilocks zone in every aspect of life. Popular mythology links it to Viking mead-sharing customs, where everyone took a fair sip from a communal vessel. But linguists trace its roots to an old form of the word law, revealing its deeper role as a social code. Sweden earned the nickname the country of semi-skimmed milk in 1996, a perfect metaphor for choosing balance over extremes. When staying at a friend's house, Swedes often bring their own bedsheets, not from mistrust, but to lighten the host's laundry burden. In home decor, they choose practical furniture over flashier options. These small choices create both physical and mental space, fostering shared responsibility and genuine belonging. Contrary to misconceptions, lagom doesn't celebrate mediocrity. It has produced one of the world's most enviable welfare states with generous parental benefits and remarkably low corruption. It doesn't breed stinginess, but condemns wasteful spending. Swedish work culture turns conventional productivity wisdom on its head. Most workers leave promptly when their contracted hours end, after enjoying proper breaks throughout the day. This isn't laziness. It's a focus on quality rather than time spent. Stockholm management consultant Lena Anderson explains, "Tasks take exactly as long as needed, no more, no less. We don't equate long hours with dedication. This efficiency thrives in non-hierarchical workplace structures and consensus-based decision-making." Trust defines Swedish work culture. Colleagues assume early departures mean completed work, not shirking. Most take 4 consecutive weeks of summer holiday, with parents receiving substantial leave and flexible arrangements. The lagom principle manifests in fredagsmys, Friday coziness, a sacred tradition marking the work-to-weekend transition with potato chips, casual clothes, and easy meals like pick-and-mix tacos. Sweden's family life reflects this balance. 78.3% of women work, Europe's highest rate, supported by parental leave pioneered in 1974. Gender equality demonstrates lagom's measurable benefits. The most gender-equal countries score higher on happiness, businesses achieve greater productivity, and egalitarian couples report happier relationships with academically successful children. Friskies and Svettis, Sweden's largest sports organization with over 500,000 members, embodies lagom fitness, centered on feeling good and having fun rather than prestige, with affordable, sociable classes welcoming all abilities without judgment. Swedes rank among the world's top coffee consumers, averaging 7.32 kilograms annually, compared to the EU average of 4.83 kilograms. This coffee culture centers around fika, a cherished institution transforming nourishment into meaningful connection. Food writer Johanna Kindvall explains, "Fika isn't just about coffee and sweets. It's about creating a sacred pause in the day to connect with yourself and others. Weekend gatherings feature elaborate spreads with cakes, cookies, pretty cups, and candles. Yet moderation prevails. One samples each cookie, but never takes 2 cakes or the last item. Whether making Christmas sweets with neighbors or chopping vegetables for simple pasta, these activities create balance through lower costs and mindful presence. Picnics represent quintessentially lagom socializing, affordable, flexible, and connected to nature. New Nordic cuisine, pioneered by chefs like René Redzepi, celebrates nature's gifts with sophisticated restraint, emphasizing locally grown, foraged, and hunted ingredients. The grow your own trend flourishes across Sweden, from balcony herbs to vegetable gardens. Even pyttipanna, a national dish of repurposed leftovers, exemplifies Lagom's practical approach, transforming refrigerator remnants into meals while reducing waste. Swedish design balances innovation with heritage, prioritizing functionality and sustainability at every price point. Contrary to international perceptions, many Swedes keep IKEA furniture for decades, passing pieces through generations. Founder Ingvar Komprad declared, "Waste of resources is a mortal sin at IKEA." Designer Lotta Agaton adds, "People think IKEA furniture is disposable because they treat it that way. But properly cared for, a Billy bookcase can last a lifetime." Swedish fashion follows this ethos, with brands from H&M to Acne Studios embracing chemical-free manufacturing and recycling programs. Three distinct fashion archetypes emerge: the urban minimalist in comfortable black with bold accents, the outdoor enthusiast in functional Fjällräven gear, and the expressive Kulturtant in bright, nature-inspired colors. All share commitment to comfort, quality, and environmental consciousness. Swedish homes mirror this philosophy: bright, airy spaces with white walls, gray accents, and wood details in open layouts. Beyond organized fitness, Swedes embrace neighborhood clubs, where neighbors devise exercise sessions, from military-style training to casual football combining activity with social connection. British expat James Miller recalls, "When I moved to Stockholm, I was shocked to see people cycling in snow. Now I do it too. It's invigorating and gives me a sense of accomplishment before I even start work." Swedish culture embraces the outdoors through sport love, school break for winter sports, free lift sleeve, outdoor recreational philosophy, and allemansrätten, constitutional right to access nature. Options range from yukigassen, snowball fighting tournaments, and ice hockey, to cross-country skiing, trail running, or simply barbecuing in parks. While Sweden ranks 9th in the World Happiness Report, it scores exceptionally high in trust, health, life satisfaction, safety, work-life balance, and environmental quality. The Lagom approach to emotional well-being involves embracing all feelings without giving undue importance to any single emotion, defining happiness not as constant ecstasy, but as acknowledging problems with a solutions-focused mindset while appreciating small moments of calm. Environmental awareness runs deep in Swedish culture. Sweden sends only 1% of household waste to landfills, with Swedes viewing public transport as collective contribution to sustainability. The language reflects this. Kopstop means buying nothing but necessities for a set period. Plastbanta involves reducing plastic purchases, and Panta refers to the bottle deposit system. Angelica Kramnell, a behavioral science student, demonstrates how her family of four lives sustainably on a budget. Starting her eco journey at age 12, she now grows produce and furnishes her home with secondhand items. "People think living sustainably means sacrificing comfort," she notes, "but our home is cozy and beautiful." Modern Sweden has evolved beyond rigid traditions, multicultural and outward-looking while maintaining core values. Lagom advocates conscious consumption and community care without demanding strict adherence. Try hosting fika instead of bar meetups, clearing unworn clothes without replacing them, counting to 10 before purchases, trying outdoor activities like foraging, or experiencing fredagsmys. Author Jonas Gargell called Lagom Sweden's great export for its flexibility and ability to accommodate diverse viewpoints. Perhaps this is Lagom's greatest gift: understanding that balance creates space for both individual expression and collective well-being. In a world of extremes, the middle path might be the most revolutionary choice.